Check out this clip from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
He won. Okay. He won.
And the reason he won the negotiations is because he wanted to use my garage. Because he, you know, Nathan, he's into art and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he wants to buy the press furniture that he sees on the side of the road at garage sales and fix them back up and sell them and resell them. And he wanted to use my garage. And I was like, Nathan, you know me.
Yeah,
and
that's a little much.
And I said, but not only that, but I'm thinking about taking part of my garage and putting a little home gym in there. So yeah. It's not going to work. And he's like, Dad, one piece at a time. I promise, whatever, whatever. So I thought about it. This was a couple of weeks back. And I said, okay, here's the deal. If you pay for my $10 membership at whatever, I'll let you do your business in my garage. One piece at a time. And so he balked at the idea. No way.
I would shut it down a different way.
But anyway, I brought that up to him. And then in this negotiation that we had on Saturday, he threw that back in my face and said, listen, now he never agreed to the terms, right? But now all of a sudden, because of the whole garage sale thing, he wants to continue the garage sale. He's like, look, I'll pay for your gym membership. You know, I'm already going to do it. You're already going to like see me part of your garage so I can do my refurbishing. So what's a couple of extra crates? So that was the argument they was having. Okay. And so the way it ended was like, look, I'm not going to have this conversation with you anymore. I'm done. The next day when I went into the garage, he had reshuffled the shelves in there so that I don't see his crates. And he has his one item that he's refurbishing right now. So basically he was like, look, I was able to make your garage look whole and I'm still going to pay for your gym membership. Can we agree? So that's basically how it ended. We never formalized the deal.
Although I like that.
Okay, go ahead.
I like that he did that. As long as it's not outside the rules of society, you know, push forward, keep pushing. Don't take no all the time.
Right.
So I like that he did that. You know, look, man, I'm telling you, you got the small picture. I'm trying to show you the big picture.
Okay.
Look, your garage is fine and I'm still in here. Okay, cool. Personally, you got to show me. You got to prove to me. You're telling me it's a small thing, one piece at a time. Okay? You're too tired to do the dishes. How are you going to commit to this?
Interesting.
Dishes are 10 minutes at night, wash and put them away. You're too tired to get up, but you're asking to take over my garage where you have no conviction. Now, granted, this is something you want to do, but sometimes in life, you got to do what you don't want to do. So if you want to take over my garage, he's part of it, you've got to do the dishes.
So you would tie it. Not only 100%. Would you tie it, but see, here's the thing. That's why.
I do that to Liam now.
But that's why I said you got to pay my gym membership. And not just.
No. Well, paying is one thing. Physically doing, because he's going to be out there physically doing something in your garage, physically taking your space.
Hold on. I want to make
he
sure.
He may get worn out.
I want to
make
sure I understand your argument, because I'm not sure I understand your argument. Are you suggesting that I need to put some sort of weight on this to force him to finish the task? I'm just trying to understand. What are you saying?
No, he has to prove to you he's going to finish the task. He's telling you.
But how would he prove it to me?
By doing the dishes. He's telling you, I'm going to get one piece in, one piece out.
Right.
It's going to be a quick thing, whatever.
Right.
Okay, well, you can't even commit to doing the dishes, which is at night taking 10 minutes. Well, you're going to be in the garage in the hot sun doing this for multiple weeks on end? I mean, I'm asking you for 10 minutes in the air conditioning.
Right.
And you're telling me, no, but I'm going to do this other thing. Well, I'm sorry, but you got baby steps. You're trying to run. You haven't even walked or crawled yet. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to sprint down the street.
That's
and it doesn't work that way.
That's interesting. I gotta let that marinate for a second. Because on the one hand, he can say, hey, I'm paying you, right? I'm following your guidelines. And you're saying either wash the dishes or pay you. And I'm deciding to pay you.
But you also threw in something else.
Which is?
You're asking for business. Okay, it's his business. You can't just pay your way out of things. Sometimes you have to work. Sometimes you have to do it. The money runs out. Well, then what else are you going to do? If you can't pay at the restaurant, you got to do the dishes.
This is interesting. This is fascinating.
I can't think of something off the top of my head. Well, for basketball. So Liam wants to play basketball. I'm not spending $150 for him to go play if he's not outside practicing.
Right.
You want to play basketball? Get out there and practice. Show me you're working towards it. I'm not just giving stuff away for you. You got to earn it. You want to go do this? Like he wants to get, he's playing flag football. I need some cleats. I'll get you cleats. That's a new thing. We're going to do it. He practices outside football with me. I got no questions asked. You want the gloves? You're showing me you're dedicated. I want to play basketball. When's the last time I took a shot? Well, it's hot outside. No. We practice football outside. Same weather. Well, nah, bro. I'm not paying for the gym if you're not there practicing. Show it to me.
Right.
Okay? That's how I would say it. You've got to prove to me you're going to, if I'm doing something for you, you have to do something for me. And it's not monetary. It's nothing. It's, you have to show me.